Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Fine. Community Cycles will be holding a membership party this weekend. What's in the plans for the event itself?
Well, we're celebrating bicycling and our members at Community Cycles. So we're going to have bike games. We're going to have a live auction, a silent auction, food, drink, music, a DJ, and just lots of fun here at our shop at 2601 Spruce.
I saw in the announcement that attendees are being asked to show proof of vaccination. What went into that decision?
So we are asking people over 12 to show proof of vaccination, and children under 12 we're asking to wear a mask. We just want to keep our community safe. Community Cycles is requiring masks indoors right now. In our shop, and we felt that this was the best way, especially considering that we have food and drink at the party, that people could enjoy themselves and feel safe doing so.
Community Cycles has been gradually reopening its workshops to the public since the start of the pandemic. What services are available to members, and what is still holding or pending?
So we do have most of our classes reopened at this point. Our Fix-A-Flat class is free for anyone. You don't have to be a member, and that's offered twice a month. Then we have our basic maintenance class, which is offered twice a month, and you can be a member or not be a member. It's just a little bit different price. We have our Complete Mechanics series, which is a six session class, and that's also open to everybody with a fee. So basically most everything has come back at this point. Our retail shop has been back almost, a year now. We move a lot of stuff outside, so a lot of the shopping you do is outside. Our DIY, which is for members to sign up and work on their own bikes. The thing that's changed about that in the pandemic is now you have to schedule a spot. So you come in, but it's great because there's two instructors. So there's actually more attention than prior to the pandemic. And by registering for a spot, we know what you're coming in to work on. So we're prepared to have you work on that and to help you work on that. So I think most of the people who are using the DIY shop find that it's actually improved quite a bit, even though there's a little bit more preparation before you come.
And it's kids friendly, the workshops?
The workshops are for people 16 and older. The party is definitely kid friendly. We have other events that are for children, but because of insurance and tools and stuff like that, the workshops tend to be 16 and older, just because some of the tools are a little scary.
Okay. Community Cycles has also launched a new initiative to give electric bikes to essential workers. Can you talk, please, more about that program?
So that program is through Can Do Colorado, funded by the Colorado Department of Energy, and we are giving our last four bikes away today. We'll give away 50 electric bikes to essential workers, and they had to apply to get the bike. And it was based on, are they an essential worker? And then income and how much would they use the bike? And they do need to track their usage for 2 years. So as part of the program. So right now we have the results in from about a month of the first group tracking it. And we're seeing really great results of people using bikes much more than they would have normally. And mostly probably because they're electric, so that they're able to really, almost anybody at any skill is able to replace a car trip with a bicycle trip. And they're also given panniers and helmets and locks and things like that. So so they're really set to go, and a little bit of instruction. And so that's the program. It's a really great program, and we hope that the state and other funders will continue to operate these programs, because it's really important to give people alternatives to cars, even people who are maybe less physically capable to do longer bike rides.
For people who aren't already members of Community Cycles, or whose memberships may have lapsed, Are there any initiatives available during Saturday's party to encourage people to sign off?
Yeah, sure. So everybody who signs up on Saturday will get a $20 gift card that they can use at the shop on anything. All members will get a $30 Nude Foods gift card, so they don't have to be a member of Nude Foods or have a subscription. They can just go and spend their $30 and try it out, and there's no obligation to buy more. But hopefully they'll say, hey, this is a great thing, and I'll shop there more. So there's many benefits, and then all the benefits you get from membership, access to DIY program, classes, and then the most important things we do is really we advocate for safe places for people to walk and ride a bike. And so your membership adds your voice to ours, so we can speak louder and really get the city and the county and the state to make our streets more friendly and safe for bicycles and pedestrians.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to add to my questions? Something that I don't touch in my questions?
No, we're always happy to partner with KGNU, and KGNU has been a great partner over the years, and we really appreciate that. One thing to note is that Bike to Work Day this year is September 22nd, which is different because it's normally the third Wednesday in June. But because of COVID, it was moved to September 22nd. We're still working on breakfast stations. KGNU is committed, but we could use more breakfast stations. But also encourage people to sign up and participate and get out there and ride your bike. It should be a great day.
Thank you very much. I have been speaking with Sue Pratt, Executive Director of Community Cycles in Boulder. For KGNU, I am Vladimir Flores.